This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Nick Oliveri Show. My name is Nick Oliveri, number one best-selling novelist, Ukrainian-born, artiste. On the Nick Oliveri Show, this is where we discuss great art, great people, and the many things in between. Today we are discussing a controversial, but insanely great artist, vaulted into the limelight for his art. We talk about him today, Mr. Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, Yeezy, however you want to say it. Today we talk about him often for his controversial takes, and I'm not going to get too far into that because I am a big, big proponent of the ideology of separating art from the artist. We are going to go over a track of his, analyzing the lyrics as a poem. This is the third part in a hip-hop analysis as poetry. I have had two prior episodes discussing and analyzing and breaking down the track of Life of Mr. Carter by Lil Wayne. So our first two of Lil Wayne, but this is a continuation of the mini-series within the Nick Oliveri Show. Today we're going over Kanye West. Mr. West, wake up, Mr. West. This is part of Graduation, and featuring Chris Martin, we are going over the track and studying this, analyzing this as a poem, as in lyrics. So nothing about the music other than what is said over the microphone, okay? Chris Martin, the lead singer for Coldplay, obviously a well-known figure, very, very wealthy man off of Coldplay's commercial success. And, of course, Kanye West on the verses, on the mic. Let's get into it. Homecoming is a track on his highly praised, critically acclaimed album, Graduation. Not much more needs to be said about this, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. It's it is up there as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, not just in the highly lauded and incredible discography of Kanye West, but in hip-hop and even in music of the 21st century in general. So let's get into it. We start off with an intro. Yeah, and you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City. What does Kanye West mean about this? Chicago, Shy City, Chirac, however you want to put it. Kanye West hails from Chicago. I'm not sure if he was born there, but he was certainly bred there and raised there. In Chicago. That is his home. Now, juxtaposing the analysis of the lyrics here and Kanye West's traditional style of lyrics with either storytelling and conjuring a vision over the course of the song, over the course of the lyrics, which he often does, especially in his earlier work, let's be honest. From College Dropout to Late Registration to Graduation, his third major studio project. Juxtaposing this with, say, a Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is known for his punchlines. Lil Wayne is just a raw rapper through and through and through. So Kanye West is shouting out immediately in the intro, Chicago. This is where he hails from. This is his hometown. And so versus Lil Wayne, who's punchline, 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 double entendre, triple entendre, pop culture reference, punchline, punchline, bar after bar after bar of non sequiturs generally. Lil Wayne is not the best storyteller when it comes to MCs and rappers on the mic throughout the ages, but he is the best punchline rapper of all time, in my humble opinion, as an enjoyer and a fan of the hip-hop genre and its evolution. Kanye West tells a story here. The reason why I'm juxtaposing him and Lil Wayne is because the nature of this song and the nature of the lyrics as a poem is an extended allegory. So we're going to get into the literary aspect of Homecoming. This is an extended allegory through and through. What many people don't know, even people familiar with Kanye West's music and this track specifically, this is actually an ode to his home city of Chicago. This is an extended allegory as he personifies Chicago as a woman who takes him under his wing, who talks to him, and has her own disposition strongly on life, on outsiders of the city, and her being the city here. So this whole song is about the city of Chicago, but Kanye West in the lyrics cleverly and actually poignantly, precisely, personifies Chicago as this woman who has her own personality, and the personality of this woman is strikingly resemblant of Chicago itself. So this is an expertly crafted poem, if you will. Now, after the intro, let's continue. Here's Chris Martin singing the intro. I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Because I'm coming home again. Home again. That's the intro. So, alluding to the title of the song, of the track, Homecoming. Clearly, Chris Martin is hearkening to Kanye West. He's coming home again. That's what he's doing. And Kanye West immediately goes into... Now remember, we're analyzing this from a literary perspective, specifically from a poetic critique. This whole song is a beautiful and poignant allegory for Chicago. Remember that and keep that in mind, because I don't want to continue to bring it up and be redundant, but it's incredibly important as we go into the actual bars of the verse and how Kanye West tells the story of his relationship with this woman who really is just a personification of Chicago, but she has so much character depth to her. So let's get into the first stanza of this poem, if you will. Kanye West goes in and starts off this incredible track, in my opinion, when he says, here we go. I met this girl when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. So first two bars, we're getting a couplet rhyme, an N rhyme. We call this an AA, not Alcoholics Anonymous, but just an AA couplet rhyme to start it off. I met this girl when I was 3 years old. So he was introduced to Chicago at a very young age. And he's already implying that he loved so many characteristics of this girl whom he met when he was at such a ripe, young, infantile age. Because when he says, what I loved most, she had so much soul. Kanye West is not talking about this woman's appearance or this girl's appearance. She's talking about the depth, or he's talking rather about the depth of her soul, of her personality, of her character, however rugged it might be. And he alludes to the fact that the idea that he loves so many aspects of this girl, but foremost, he loved her for her soul, for her character, her dispositions on life, how she carries herself. So let's continue. Remember, this girl is Chicago. She is the embodiment, she is the personified Chicago in this track and in this poetic story. Moving on. She said, "Excuse me, little homie. I know you don't know me, but my name is Windy, and I like to blow trees. And from that point, I'd never blow her off." That last line is... It's basically a double entendre. It has a double meaning. "I'd never blow her off." He's like pledging loyalty. He's going in there and implying that he is actually more so explicitly saying, in a metaphor, using a euphemism like, okay, you can blow someone off, you can blow a task off or a project off. He's saying, no, I'm never going to write this girl off. I'm going to stay loyal to this girl, and I'm going to listen, heed what she says. I'm going to listen to her. I'm going to put credence into what she says and what she does. When she introduces herself as Windy, Windy's, that is also very clever, because Windy resembles a female name, Wendy. But what is Chicago known as? The Windy City. So this is a little heavy-handed if you already know that this whole song's an allegory for Chicago, but her name's Windy. How appropriate. "And I like to blow trees." Another double entendre. Now, in these three lines I read off, there's not a ton of rhyme, but there's a ton of flow. "My name is Windy and I like to blow trees." Blow trees has a separate meaning from just being windy and blowing around trees. Because this is Chicago personified, he's likely alluding to the fact that this girl likes to smoke weed, right? She indulges in marijuana, a little bit of the sticky icky, giving her more character. Kanye West in the first five lines is adding to the character, not only adding to the character of this girl, this woman, who he was introduced to so young, but also his disposition on the girl, which is incredibly favorable. In the first line I read off in this second part here, he said, she said, "Excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me." Well, which is an internal rhyme there. "But my name is Windy, and I like to blow trees." So dialogue in a literary sense or in a cinematic sense is incredibly important to develop characters. Kanye West in this lyric is developing the character of Windy, the girl, who he's never going to blow off, and whom he loves so many things about. And listen to this dialogue and take away what you want, because the point of poems and art in a broader sense to me is you take what you want from it. But he's developing this character also indirectly of Windy, the girl. When she said, "Excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me." So to me, just to me, in my own opinion and interpretation, that this is someone who's a little brazen. This is someone who's willing to speak her mind. She's strong. "Excuse me, little homie." And she's also confrontational. So just in this little piece of dialogue that Kanye West says early on in the track, "Excuse me, little homie." So she's being diminutive to Kanye West in his stature as a person, as a figure, as an artist, or literally just physically. She kind of towers over him, no pun intended. Chicago's got a lot of skyscrapers and a colorful skyline. And this girl, Windy, is confrontational. "I know you don't know me." Okay, let's move on. He says the N-word here. I'm just going to say people in replacement of that. "People come from out of town. I like to show her off. They like to act tough. She like to toe them off." So another AA couplet rhyme on each end of each line with this next part of the stanza. "People come from out of town, I like to show her off." He's proud of her. That's what he's saying. They like to act tough, she like to toe him off. He's saying, look, this girl, Windy, I love her. I show her off. She's my pride and joy, right? As Ray Charles may say. And Kanye West is building his own disposition to the listener, or in this case, to the reader, as I'm dissecting this as a poem, further and further just so early on. I love to show her off.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Proud of her. But then the outsiders, the people who come from out of town, they like to act tough, and she liked to tell them off. So she is gritty. She's confrontational, and she doesn't really put up with tough fronts. She sees right through them, and she'll blow their hats right off because she's windy and she likes to blow trees. So that's an end rhyme of AA once again, although it's just off and off, same words, but it is rhyming. That is perfect AA end rhyme and great flow in the execution. Onward, he says, and make them straighten up they hat because she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. And in the nighttime, her face lit up so astounding. Make them straighten up their hat. Another double entendre, because when you're wearing a crooked hat or a backwards hat or a hat that's, you know, off base and not straight, it's a sign of disrespect. So another double entendre here. It's quite amazing. Wendy, the girl, who's also the Windy City of Chicago, makes these outsiders who put up tough fronts to respect her. Okay? She's brazen and she's tough and she doesn't put up with these tough little fancy quasi fronts from these outsiders. But also, quite literally, because she's Windy, she's literally Windy, they need to straighten up their hats. Otherwise, they're going to get blown off. And she sees right through these false veneers that these, quote, tough outsiders put on, the fronts that they put up. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. In the nighttime, her face lit up so astounding. This is a little bit more straightforward, but so Kanye West is showing Wendy, the girl's role she played in his character development. She showed me how to go downtown. What does downtown mean? Downtown is, in any city really, the likely hub of culture, of commerce, of maybe debauchery, clubs, drinking, drugs, also finances, business, culture, art scene, performing. Getting a little gritty, and then in the nighttime, her face lit up. That is essentially, once again, another metaphor for this inside this extended allegory, saying the skyline lights up. At night, she's actually more vibrant. She becomes more vibrant. So Chicago, or this girl, however you want to take it, actually gets more alive during the night. And it's a little bit of a heavy-handed metaphor if you know what's going on, because, you know, you turn on the lights of the skyline in our modern day. As the night gets darker, that's just how it goes. Her face lights up. The way that people perceive her during the night, it lights up. I told her in my heart is where she'll always be. She never messed with entertainers because they always leave. Once again, so much here. This is very, very, these are dense lines here with a lot of meaning. Kanye West is now being more explicit and more upfront of his love of her. I told her in my heart is where she'll always be. And then he's talking about Chicago when he says she never messed with entertainers because they always leave. So when the entertainers come into Chicago, they just leave. They're not loyal to her. So he's actually, in the personification of Chicago, this girl, Wendy, is actually a little bit tattered. There's a track record here of people abandoning her. So she has abandonment issues. And Kanye West is trying to soothe her and saying, no, 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 I'm an entertainer, I'm an artist, and you have all of these entertainers always leaving, so you don't mess with them, but I want you to mess with me. They leave, mess with me. They leave, I'm not going to leave you, Wendy. I'm not going to leave you. So Kanye West, more heavy-handedly, now as we go down this verse, is alluding to his loyalty for her. Onward. She said, it felt like they walked and drove on me. Once again, so this is, he is expertly and beautifully talking about her abandonment issues. These people who rise to stardom or who are already stars or popular entertainers, musicians, artists, you name it, they leave. Felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yay, keep making that platinum and gold for me. So now here's a spin at the end of the first verse. And I'm going to leave this episode here after the Kanye West first verse. It's actually quite, it's a little bit dreary. It gets somber here. It gets somber because Kanye West is acknowledging this girl Wendy's abandonment issues. She's acknowledging her cold front toward outsiders. He's acknowledging her trepidations toward these entertainers and these stars and these musicians because they continue to abandon her no matter what. It felt like they walked and drove on me. But now he flips the script as he ends this verse. I guess that's why last winter she got so cold on me. So once again, here's a metaphor. Chicago gets really cold in the winter. But he's explaining why, as he's personifying Chicago, she got cold on him. She turned his back and said, I've been abandoned so much. I have been left in the dark for so much. These entertainers, they walked and drove on me repeatedly. And Mr. Kanye West, I don't believe that you're not going to do the same. I don't really believe in you. So now I'm going to turn the cold shoulder to you. This winter, I'm going to get cold on you because so many times in my life, I have seen the archetype of you, the type of person you are, the artist, the entertainer, on the rise, on the come up. And she grows real cold. And Kanye West summates the whole first verse by describing her new disposition towards Kanye West. Kanye, who has only expressed his love, his passion, his loyalty for this girl, Wendy, the Windy City of Chicago, when he says, she said, yay, keep making that platinum and gold for me. So now Kanye West is turning this into, at the end of this first verse, he's now maybe even describing somewhat of an abusive relationship where she, in almost like a Hemingway-esque sense, is going to leave him and even exploit him and use him for his success now because she's been abandoned so much. And even though, oh yeah, this guy is expressing his loyalty and love, whatever, I've seen it before, Kanye West is describing. I've seen it before. This girl, Wendy, grows cold in the winter. But he explained throughout the verse this reason for it. There's so much here in this allegory. So she just kind of turns the cold shoulder and says, yeah, keep working for me because you work for me. Keep making that platinum and gold for me. Keep producing these albums and these works of art that do commercially really well and sentimentally and critically really well for me, not for you, because I don't really care about your happiness. That's alluding to how she got so cold on me, quote unquote. Keep making that platinum and gold for me. So Kanye West here, you can surmise, because this is the beauty of poetry in general, art in general, but also this specific piece of poetry, where you can surmise. Kanye West doesn't come out and say in this poem, in these lyrics, in this first verse anyway, that he is dismayed. But you can imagine his dismay when she grows cold and just says, no, produce for me. Keep producing for me because I've been left behind. You're going to leave me behind. But you know what? I get all the glory, or at least I get a lot of the glory. I still get attention and I still gain from your hard work, from your effort, from your labor, and most importantly, from your commercial success. So the reader here, the listener here, although Kanye West doesn't come out right and say it, is likely sad, is likely disappointed, is likely feeling alienated and isolated that this woman would come out here and despite all Kanye West has done for her and has pledged to do for her and has said to her with his love and his regards and his loyalty, she says, I'm not going to be loyal to you, but I can take advantage of you. Take that for what you want. I hope you got something out of this. I think a good hip-hop song has to have lyrics that are thought-provoking and that invoke emotions or evoke emotions for the reader and listener. And the more that you dive into these poems, you notice I focus less on rhyme scheme versus the Lil Wayne episodes, but there are double entendres. This is an extended allegory, and then there are metaphors within this allegorical poem, which I hope I pointed out to a degree of success where you can appreciate this song even more, or just appreciate this song if you've never listened to it. So this is going to be only the third episode of this mini series of analyzing rap, hip hop, and hip hop lyrics as poems. This exercise, it's only the third, but it's going to be the third of a long mini series, a long-standing one that people are really seeming to like, and I really enjoy making these. So thank you for taking another stop by the Nick Oliveri Show, number one best-selling novelist. You can click on the Amazon links to buy in the bio or in the description below. Keep on going. Monsters of My Mind is moving very well. If you like psychological fiction, family drama, murder mystery, first-person narratives, and like I said, deeply psychological and sometimes chilling themes, gritty dialogue, all too real inner monologues, you'll love Monsters of My Mind. But yeah, this concludes this episode of analyzing hip-hop lyrics as poems, because it's art at the end of the day. And this is a fantastic poem here with Kanye West's first verse that follows Chris Martin's introduction. Hope you got something out of this. I hope you learned something or just took away an insight or two or five or seven. Thank you very much. Nick Oliveri Show, out.